Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Shmir Salash and Shara Tivuna Perik Vav in Shirna 162. We'll be concluding this Perik with a very important mashal. It's one of those mishalim that are life altering. I know I might be saying this a lot in my different shiurim, Baruch Hashem, but I have to tell you this is really in the top of the list. Now let's backtrack before we can say the mashal. We know the Chafetz Chaim tells us, based on the Gemara in Yuma, Dav Tes, that the main reason of the Golus that we're in now and the Tzaris we're having now is because of Sinas Chinam, because of Lashon Hara, baseless hatred. And you say, what do you mean baseless hatred? What, if someone does something wrong to me, why is that called baseless hatred? He did something wrong. She did something wrong to me. And the basic answer to that question is as follows. And it's a bit of a stinging answer. The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we believe in Hashem, we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who orchestrates everything. So that person that did whatever they did to you, which is wrong, they might have hurt you, they might have embarrassed you, whatever it might be, they might owe you money, which they're obligated to pay you back. But the sin of the hatred is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in charge, Rachman Litzlan. You say, well, why does that mean that? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who orchestrates everything. Hashem is the one that is pulling all the strings. Now, let's understand this mashal. The mashal is as follows. You have two people. We'll take out two friends, Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven is upset at Shimon for whatever Shimon did to him. He has this hatred, this sinna. And over the course of time, Reuven comes in contact with another friend of his and says, you know, I know you're really upset at Shimon. I don't know how to say this, but maybe you should think to reconsider your position with him and not be so upset at him. He says, well, what do you mean? You know what he did to me? He embarrassed me. It wasn't just once. It wasn't just twice. It's constantly embarrassment. And on, tells them the stories. So this friend says to Reuven, I want to tell you something. I recently went to a simcha. And at this simcha, I see this Reuven that you really don't like so much. He is being introduced to certain gedolim, really big chashiv rabbanim. And I see that they already know him. The balabas at the simcha, he thought he's introducing this Reuven to these great chashiv rabbanim for the first time. But the rabbanim, they knew him already. And they like him. And I'm wondering maybe if you're thinking about him in the wrong way. And Reuven starts thinking to himself, you know, maybe my friend, maybe he's right about something. And a seed is planted in his head. A little while later, this friend comes over to him again. Says, you won't believe what I just saw. I was by a sifa gathering together. You won't believe who was sitting right up front with so many other gedolim, so many chashiv rabbanim. And they're giving him such cover, this individual who, to my knowledge, you are quite upset at. And Reuven's thinking it over again and again, and he's wondering, am I making a mistake? Maybe I shouldn't have all this animosity towards this person. Maybe I misunderstood him. Maybe I misjudged him. And he's thinking this again and again. The story continues. That Reuven starts thinking, maybe I'm wrong, but maybe I'm not wrong. Maybe this Shimon is just fooling all these people. I know the true essence of what kind of person he really is. And then it happens again. He is greeted, and he is given covered. This Shimon is given the covered, not just by the great leaders of this generation. And once again, it's a mashal from the Chafetz Chaim. But from the great leaders of the previous generation and the previous generations before them. They're all showering this covet, this honor, this respect to this individual by the name of Shimon, who Reuven did not get along with. And all of a sudden, this Reuven's friend, this friend who told him, I saw him by all these simchas and asifas, and they were, all the chachamim were giving all this cover, all this respect. And not only that, I see Rebbe Meir, and Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, the one who edited all of the Mishnayos, the Gemara in Gittin says, that Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi saved Klal Yisrael by having the Mishnayos written down. I see Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi giving this person, Shimon, giving so much covet. He really is a good person. And the list goes on, and back, the previous and previous generations. And when Reuven hears all this, he's beside himself. He can't believe it. He says, I was wrong. He falls on his face. He falls down. And he says, Oy li, b'mashach hashavti, mitchilo shani atzadik v'hu arasha. I thought I was the tzadik. I thought I was in the right. And I thought he was the rasha. But really, he sees it's all reversed. That if every single person, not just the great people of this generation, but going back and back and back to the beginning of times, the Amoraim, the Tanoim, the Nevi'im, the Tzadikim, they all feel he's such a great person. I obviously am making a mistake over here. Continues the Chafetz Chaim in this beautiful mashal. It doesn't stop there. But you know who loves this Shimon? You know who loves this Shimon with the utmost love? HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavoido yuv'atzmai. The Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Shimon. Hashem is his loving father. And Hashem says, I love Shimon. And when Reuven hears this, he realizes he made a mistake. And there are two ways, says the Chafetz Chaim, that Reuven now is looking at the situation in a different light, a different perspective, able to move on and able to appreciate who Shimon is. And this is everything that the Chafetz Chaim is telling us here is the truth of the matter for every single person. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves every single neshama, every single person. Yes, people do things wrong, but we have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu still loves that person, and it's not finished. The Chafetz Chaim continues. How should we view that person? He did something wrong to me, did he not? Of course he did. I'm hurt, I'm offended, I'm embarrassed. I feel horrific. Says the Chafetz Chaim. Number one, it's possible that maybe that person was actually correct about that whole situation. Maybe I was wrong and I misunderstood the situation. And that is 100% true, Rabbi Yisai. It's very possible we might have thought one way, misunderstood what the person said. It happens all the time, miscommunication. And miscommunication is the source of many, many problems. A person's not talking full sentences. You think he's talking about this person, it's that person, it's something else, it's someone else. He said this, she said that. It sounds absurd and ridiculous. But sometimes something just like a miscommunication is the source of many, many problems. Or perhaps the person did it by mistake and he's mischaret. He feels bad. And he wants to ask forgiveness, but this person, this Reuven, doesn't want to forgive. Doesn't want to move on. And there's a second approach, the Chafetz Chaim says, we have to live our lives following as well. And it's like we're mentioning that the person has deep regret. And he wants to ask forgiveness, but this Reuven does not want to accept. So this is how we have to view the situation. And there are times, I want to put something in parentheses over here. There are times that people actually do something wrong to us. And we can malam etzchos and we can look into it. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, it's possible. The Chafetz Chaim is not saying this now, but I'm telling you, it's possible the person did something 100% wrong to you. And still, we're going to see over here, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us, we should not hate the person because we have to realize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So therefore, we should not hate the person, because hating the person is saying, Hashem, you made a mistake in your calculation over here. Unfortunately, that person did the wrong thing by being the one to bring the problem to you. But it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chavetz Chaim, at the end of the day, the person, this Reuven, has an oven gadol. He himself has this big aveira. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves this individual so much, who am I to say I don't love Hashem's child? This is Hashem's child. Who am I to think of him in such a negative way? Who am I to have publicized such negative things about him, that he was such a not good person? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving that comment to this person that Hashem loves him. He is obviously a good person. And let's discuss that for a minute. This is what the pasuk means when it says, Loi sikon v'loi sitor es b'nei amecho. The pasuk says, don't take revenge and don't bear a grudge. Es b'nei amecho. Your brothers, your sisters of Klal Yisrael. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. Then the pasuk says, v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. And love everyone like yourself. So one will ask, what do you mean I can't have any right to be upset at the person. I'm not going to hate the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us the answer to that question, because the pasuk concludes, Ani Hashem. The pasuk ends, Ani Hashem. When we focus that everything in this world, like we say in Ani Mamin, everything is happening because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. That person is the vehicle to make it happen. The same way, if somebody is driving and their car breaks down right in front of you, and then you're stuck now because of them, are you upset at that person? The person's car broke down. What is the person supposed to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who orchestrated that you will be right behind. You could have been right in front, but you'll be right behind the person whose car broke down. And now you might miss the chasna, who knows what. It's a madrega we have to strive for. It's a life's challenge. But we have to know what to do. We have to know what the spiritual exercise is. What does it mean, Ani Hashem? Explains the Chavetz Chaim over here. Ani Hashem, Ahavti. I, says Hashem, who loves that person. I love that person. Ahavti eschem, Omar Hashem. Boni matem l'Hashem l'keichem. Ahavti eschem. Hashem says, I love you. I love my children. Boni matem. You are my children who I love. And not only that, you also can love that person as well. Now the Chavetz Chaim continues on this very important message, and he tells us as follows. We have to look at the person, who the person really is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that. Hashem sees the neshama, the kedoshah, this holy neshama that's inside of a person. This holy neshama, we have to do the same. Not the clothing, not the physical look, but when you see somebody, you realize the kedusha that's lying inside of the person. When you see somebody, he's a Yid, he's a Jew, realize the Kiddusha that lies inside of him. You know these stories they say from Rav Freifeld, the Reshiva of Shar Yashuv, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he's a Talmud of Rav Hudner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He would see somebody, they would come into the yeshiva, a lost neshama, and he bring this person back to Yiddishkeit. Back to Yiddishkeit. The person was the farthest away from anything. They say over the story that he took a Gemara, one page of Gemara, and this certain individual who made his way to this yeshiva, he finished that one page. He had a bound on the front and the side, and they made a siyum. They made a siyum for this individual who finished this one page of Gemara. And they elevated this person. He took the koichos, the power that lies inside of him, and he brought him out. He brought out these powers. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, we all have that ability. We all have that ability. Look what's going on now in the world, in Klal Yisrael. We're working together now. No matter who, no matter what, we're all working together. And that's the way it has to be all the time. Rabbi Yisai, this is the message. This is the message we have to take to heart. We have to look at another person, look at another Yid, and see their neshama, see their kedusha Because that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees all of us. And Hashem says, I love all of you. And that's our job, to love each other as well. And if something happens to us, by a person, we have to remind ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still the one in charge, even what people do as well. It is a tremendously difficult nisayin. The boss did this, the boss did that, this person, that person. They send this email, this message, text message. Everything is coming from Hashem. Unfortunately, it's painful many times. It stings, it burns. Somehow, some way, at the end of the day, it is beneficial for us, even though we don't understand it. Let us all take these messages, these lessons from the Chafetz Chaim here, at the end of Shar HaTavun and Shmir HaSaloshin. Let's review them, let's understand them, and let's be zoiche to live with them. And in Mitzvah Hashem, when we will live with these messages, with these lessons from the Chafetz Chaim, we'll be zoiche to bring back Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'hiru bi'yameinu, b'karav, v'hiru bi'yameinu. Amen.